Shalom to all. Today's office Yerushalayim Meister Shane Daf Yud Aleph, and we are starting Yud Amud Beis. The bottom line with the words of Zvi Dahava Yosef Masni Lebrei and the Vilna Tzurus Daf. It's about a quarter of the way into Zion Amud Beis. And today's office sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara says Zvi Dahava Yosef Masni Lebrei. Zvi was sitting and teaching his son the following: Harais El Chal Mois Al Peiros Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. He has money with Kedushas Meister Shani, and he wants to be Mechal them, transfer the Kedusha onto Peiros. Bein Elu Kidshai. Both these and those, meaning both the payros and the mice, are kadosh. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, that's according to Beis Shammai. That's because Beis Shammai is mesupik whether or not we're able to do chil over here. Since we don't have a Beis Hamikdash and we're not able to eat these fruits in Yerushalayim, so maybe the chil doesn't work, but maybe it does work. So therefore, both of them have kedusha. However, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says mice kmei shehein upeiros kmei shehein. Both the mice and the payros remain exactly as they are. So the mice remain kadosh and the payros are not kadosh. Now, Rav Krispa passed by and Amarle, he told him loitin yasakein, don't teach this ela payros al mice, except for payros on mice. Meaning the machlek is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is when we have payros with kedushas meiser sheni, and he wants to transfer the kedusha onto money, whether or not he's able to do that. Hamayis ala payros devar kol like kedushai, but in regards to transferring the kedusha of meiser sheni money onto payros, everyone agrees he's not able to do that because since we don't have the base of mikdash and he's not able to eat this fruit in Yerushalayim, so of course the transference of kedusha doesn't work. As the Gemara of Atinian, our Mishnah says im ein mikdash you're kavu. If there's no base of mikdash, they have to be left to rot. In the Mishnah, this is referring to where a person was outside Yerushalayim and he used meiser sheni money to buy produce, and the Mishnah told us, as we just read right now, that these fruits have to be left to rot. We see very clearly from here that the kedusha does go onto the payros. And the Gemara answer is no problem. Tifter could be explained as follows: Shekdish and Mishas Hamikdash, that they became Kadosh when we had a Beis Hamikdash, Vacharv Hamikdash, and then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. What's he able to do now? He can't eat them. But if he tried transferring the Kedusha from money onto fruit after the Beis Hamikdash was already destroyed, it's not going to work according to everybody. That's at least what Rav Krispa is telling us. And moving on, Tani ben Bibi, taught in the Braisa. One Pasuk in regards to Master Shani tells us, Venasata Ba Kosef, that's the proper Girsa. And this is after the Pasuk describes that a person has a whole bunch of produce and he wants to transfer the Kedusha onto money. It uses these words. So what do we learn from here? Berichok makam at paideu, bekirav makam einat paideu. One is only allowed to be paide his meiser sheni. He's only allowed to transfer his kedusha onto money if he's berichok makam. He's far away from Yerushalayim, which means he's outside Yerushalayim, as we've explained previously. But if he's bekirav makam, he's in Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to transfer the kedusha of payros onto money. He has to eat the payros right there. And now we have another pasuk that tells us when asata hakasef. This is talking about what you're allowed to spend your meiser sheni money on when you're in Yerushalayim. And we learn from here, Bekirv Makam Atamachalai, Viatamachalai, Berichok Makam. You're only allowed to be Machal, your Meister Shani money, when you're Bekirv money. When you're in Yerushalayim, then you can use your Meister Shani money to buy things to eat. If you're outside Yerushalayim, Berichok Makam, you are not allowed to be Machal, you're not allowed to take your Meister Shani money and buy produce with it. And on to another din, Rabbi Yossi says, B'Shem Shmuel, Nikna HaMekach. The Mekach is valid. What's this referring to? So, as we learned in our Mishnah, one is not allowed to buy an Eved with money of Meister Shani. Rabbi Yossi is saying over here is that if he did, it's a valid Kenyan, and the Eved is his, and the money belongs to the seller. However, the money retains its kedushas meiser sheni. However, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina tells us ki paide. That's proper girsa. It's just like the pidyon. And the same way we just said in Rabbi Yosef b'shem Shmuel Shita that the money retains its kedusha meiser sheni. So there's no official pidyon, meaning the kedusha of the meiser sheni doesn't transfer from the money onto the eved. So the mekach itself doesn't work. That's what Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina means by ki paide. It's just like the pidyon. And the same way the pidyon doesn't work, the sale doesn't work in the first place, and there was no mekach. The eved still belongs to the seller, and the money still belongs to the buyer. However, Amar Healer of Hila asks on Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Minman Taninon, from that which the end of the Mishnah tells us, Yechal Kenegdon, he has to eat corresponding to the money, Hadamar Kidshai. That tells us that they did become Kadosh. What's this referring to? So, Sefer the Mishnah had told us that one is not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy Kinei Zavim, Vizavis, Vyaldais, these different bird carbonis that someone has to bring. And if he did, Yechal Kenegdon, he has to take that same amount of money in Chulin and treat it with Kedusha's Meiser Sheni. And so we see that even though the Chatchila one is not allowed to buy these birds, if he did, they become Kadosh and they're brought as carbonis. And the Yechal Kenegdon is just a Canas for doing this. So now coming back to the Eved case, clearly the sale was valid and it's not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So Yud Alef Amar on top, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef answers that no, that Sefer the Mishnah is different. Mikimin Shemashach Nikna Mekach Mikan Ve'elech Mekach Acherhu. The moment he did a Mashicha on the birds, that's an official Kenyan, and from then on, when he's Makdish them, that's a different Mekach. What does he mean? So Rabbi Yosef is telling us that first, the birds were purchased with Kesef Meister Sheni, which they're allowed to be because he's allowed to eat them as Basar Taiva. And after he bought them with money Meister Sheni, then he was Makdish makdish them as karbanos. And that's why they officially become a karban, because they're his birds, and now he's making them a karban. He wasn't allowed to make them a karban because they had kedushas ma'aser sheni, but bottom line is, he made them a karban, and therefore we say yoichel kenegdom. And the yoichel kenegdom is not a knas like we originally thought it was. It's actually removing the kedushas ma'aser sheni from these birds onto different money, so now these birds can be brought as a karban without being considered ma'aser sheni. And our review then, he clarifies, sarach lachzer lagdishai, he now has to be once again makdish these birds as karbanos. Why is that? Shu savar loymar shem kidshai v'loy kidshai. Because he thought that he was makdish them as karbanos, but he really wasn't makdish them. Again, as we said, since they had kedushas ma'aser sheni, he wasn't really makdish them as karbanos, and therefore once he transfers their kedusha onto different money, he has to be remakdish them as karbanos. Hadilach ma'aser sheni, mazel tov, finishing the first parak in the mesechta, which happens to be called ma'aser sheni. And just like we were zechah to finish this parak together, we should be zechah to finish the entire mesechta together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right on to the second parak, Ma'aser Sheni Nitan L'Chilul Shtil L'Sicha. Ma'aser Sheni money is allowed to be used for eating, drinking, and anointing. That's because drinking is like eating, and anointing is like drinking. L'Chol Davar Shadaka L'Chol, V'Lasach Davar Shadaka L'Lasach. One is allowed to eat something in the normal way of eating, and that is normal to eat, and one is allowed to anoint himself with something, and in a way, that's normal to anoint with. And there's really twofold in this din. First of all, it means you're not allowed to buy something or eat something with money of Ma'aser Sheni if it's not normal to eat it. And number two, which is lakula, is that we do not force you to eat something which is not normal to eat. For example, if you bought bread with the money of Ma'aser Sheni and it ended up going moldy, we do not force you to eat that moldy bread just so that you don't waste Ma'aser Sheni. Since it's not normal to eat moldy bread, it's okay, you don't have to eat it. And the Mishnah continues, lo yasach yayin v'chaimetz, one is not allowed to anoint himself with wine or vinegar that is kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, aval sachu es hashemen, but he could anoint himself with oil because that's normal. Another din, in mefatmin shemen shel Ma'aser Sheni, one is not allowed to spice up oil of Ma'aser Sheni. That's because they would take different herbs and roots and things like that and put them into the oil in order to give it a nice spice and aroma. And the problem is these roots and herbs absorb the Ma'aser Sheni oil and they're thrown away at the end. So that means that this Ma'aser Sheni oil is getting ruined. So that's why you're not allowed to spice up oil of Ma'aser Sheni. Furthermore, you're not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy already spiced oil. And why is that? Well, because even though the oil is already Ma'aser Sheni, nothing's getting thrown out, it's very expensive because only finicky people need this oil, and so it's considered like wasting Ma'aser Sheni funds. Aval, the Mishnah continues, Mefatim hu asayayin, he is allowed to spice wine. That's because the spices that are put into the wine, usually honey and pepper, and those spices are eaten. Even though they're going to be absorbing Ma'aser Sheni wine, you're still going to be eating them, so no wine is going to waste. What about the following? Nasan l'secha dvash v'tavlin, a person had Ma'aser Sheni wine, and he put honey and spices inside. Vishbiach, and now it improved, it got better, and it's worth more. And now he wants to redeem it, he wants to transfer his kedusha onto money. How does he do so? Hashav al-Khabi Khajbin, everything is according to the Khajbin. Everything's done proportionally. So for example, let's say his Ma'aser Sheni wine was worth 3, and then he put in spices and honey that was worth 1. The total cost of the ingredients over here is 4, but now it's considered a fancy spiced wine drink. So on the market, it's actually worth 5. That means we have a total gain of 1 over here, and 3/4 of that gain of 1 is Ma'aser Sheni, whereas 1/4 of that gain is regular chulin. And therefore, when he's paid to it, he transfers the kedusha of this drink onto money. He has to add on an extra 3/4 for the Ma'aser Sheni. That's what we mean by Lefi Chashbin. I would continue something similar. Dagim Shen Espashal Makapalizish Ma'aser Sheni. We have regular fish that was cooked with leeks of Ma'aser Sheni. Vishbicha now improved, it's worth more. Hashavach Lefi Chashbin. Once again, the Shavach is based according to the Chashbin of how much those Kaplutais were worth. However, it's not so in the following case. Isa Shal Ma'aser Sheni, Sha'afaya Vishbicha, if he had a dough that was Ma'aser Sheni and he baked it and now it became worth more, it got better and improved because now it's bread. Hashavach Lesheni, all the Shavach is to the Ma'aser Sheni. In other words, we do not say that we had regular wood that fueled the fire and helped the bread bake, so maybe some of the shavach, some of the gain in the bread is considered regular chulin and it's not Ma'aser Sheni. No, we say the entire shavach is for the Ma'aser Sheni. Let's say the Ma'aser Sheni dough beforehand was worth 5 and now it's worth 7 because it's bread. That entire 7 is considered Ma'aser Sheni. And Zakal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah, Kol Sheshivchoi Nikar, if we're able to recognize the shavach, we can recognize that the improvement is not from the Ma'aser Sheni, like in the case of the spiced wine, HaShavach Levi Chashbin, so in the shavach is based off of the cheshbin of Ma'aser Sheni versus non-Ma'aser Sheni. V'chol she'ein shevchoi nikar, but if the shavach is not recognizable, like in the case of the bread baking, you're not able to notice by looking at the bread that it got improved because of the wood in the oven, so then ha'shevach l'sheni, all the shavach, all the improvement is for the Ma'aser Sheni, and it has to be redeemed at its current value. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.